Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 39, Debt-Free, Part 2 by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Finance Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in personal finance 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dan Warren.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, and our minimalist week continues. This is, of course, the podcast where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. Today, we're finishing up a post that we started yesterday called Debt Free. This is part two of Debt Free by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com. If you did not hear part one, just go ahead and listen to yesterday's podcast. I definitely recommend you hear part one because part two will make a lot more sense that way. And before we get into it, you can have a pretty good chance of winning the Minimalists book, Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life, if you are part of our weekly newsletter family. We are giving away that very book to a lucky winner on our mailing list in just 10 days. So to sign up for the newsletter and have a chance to win the book, just text the word financial to the number 44222. That's text the word financial to 44222. You can also subscribe through our website, which is oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com. Now let's move right along and hear the final part of Joshua's story and start optimizing your life. Debt Free, Part 2, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com. Soon after building the house, I married a wonderful woman, but I was so hyper-focused on my supposedly impressive career that I hardly remember the ceremony. I know it rained that day and that my bride was beautiful, and I remember fleeing to Mexico for our financed honeymoon after the wedding, but I can't recall much else. When we returned, I got back to work, filling our two-car garage with luxury cars in our new home with fancy furniture and appliances, stacking debt on top of more debt in the process. I was on the fast track toward the American dream, just a few years ahead of my contemporaries, who were all spending likewise, albeit 5 or so years later, in their late 20s. But I was ahead of the curve, an exception, right? At 28, a decade into my accumulation, I was forced to look around at all the stuff surrounding me. It was everywhere. My house was full of things I'd purchased in an attempt to find happiness. Each item had brought with it a twinge of excitement at the checkout line, but the thrill always waned shortly after each purchase, and by the time the credit card statements arrived, I was overwhelmed with guilt, a strange kind of buyer's remorse. And so I'd do it all over again, soaking in the suds of consumption, lather, rinse, repeat, in search of something that resembled happiness, an elusive concept that got farther and farther away the more I chased it. Eventually, happiness was just a speck on the horizon, way off in the distance. Turns out that I'd been running as fast as I could in the wrong direction. Oops. The stuff wasn't doing its job. It wasn't making me happy. In fact, the opposite was true. Instead of happiness, I was faced with stress and discontentment and anxiety and massive crippling debt and eventually depression. I no longer had time for a life outside of work, often laboring 70 or 80 hours a week just to pay for the stuff that wasn't making me happy. I didn't have time for anything I wanted to do. No time to write. No time to read, no time to relax, no time for my closest relationships. I didn't even have time to have a cup of coffee with a friend to listen to their stories. I realized that I didn't control my time, and thus I didn't control my own life. It was a shocking realization. What I did with that revelation, however, is much more important than the revelation itself. Faced with epiphany, I turned around and started walking, not running, in the right direction. I spent 2 years living under new spending standards, what I refer to as my ramen noodles meal plan, slashing all my non-essential wants and likes along the way. I sold the big house at a significant post-crash loss and moved into a small apartment. I paid off my car and kept driving it without considering a new one. I cut up the credit cards and started paying for everything with cash, and I bought only the things that I needed. Ultimately, I discovered that I needed far less than I thought I did. For the first time in my life, I could see happiness getting closer and closer as I walked away from the stuff and toward real happiness. My friends and family started noticing my changed demeanor, too. Over time, life was calmer, less stressed, simpler. I spent time paying off debt, incrementally, month by month, bill by bill, getting rid of everything superfluous so I could be less tied to my income, less tied to a job that ate all my time. I didn't simply jump up and quit my job, though. That would have been stupid. Instead, it was a long road. It took 2 laser-focused years to eliminate 80% of my debt. And after I left my career as I approached age 30, I took a sizable pay cut, but I still focused on paying down the debt, spending 2 years slapping around that remaining 20% and never losing sight of the freedom that hid behind it. Today, I'm seated at a table by the window, sipping an Americano that I paid for with cash, thumbing through the pages of The Missoulian, also paid for with cash. I glance up from the pages periodically, watching the white streets become enveloped by more white. It's like the opposite of a Hitchcock film out there. All hope and promise, a beautiful cleansing. Eventually, I see Ryan enter the cafe's doors, a huge, goofy grin on his face, snow caked to his eyebrows, his hair untamed. He looks like he has a good story to tell. I'm waiting to hear it. I've got the time. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Debt Free by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that concludes Joshua's story. He went from thousands of dollars in debt to zero. And he's a great writer, so if you enjoyed this post, you will most likely like his others, many of which have been read by Justin over at Optimal Living Daily. So if you're not already subscribed to that podcast, I definitely recommend that you go ahead and check it out. And one last time, we are just 10 days away now from giving away Joshua's book to a random subscriber on our weekly mailing list. So to get in on that, you can text the word financial to 44222 or visit oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com and enter there. You'll be entered automatically when you sign up for the newsletter. Plus, you'll get some free gifts from us right off the bat. And tomorrow, we will have our final post in this week-long minimalism series. this time from Leo Babauta of Zen Habits. So I will see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from amazing bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.